This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Pre-ordering of new app versions is now available 180 days in advance. Donny Wals will be presenting at the next Cocoahead Snell meetup. Daniel Steinberg has rewritten his SwiftUI book. You might want to look into iPhone 12 screen sizes for your app. AppDevCon has postponed their in-person conference to next year, but they are doing an online series of events and trainings that you might want to attend. Hi, and welcome to my first episode of AppForce One podcast. I'm going to be taking you through the week's news, at least the news items that I thought that were interesting. I hope to take you out of your regular RSS feed bubble and get you into some iOS development related news items that are outside of the scope of items that you would normally see. I will also have some other sections later on in my show. Please keep an eye out for my show notes. All links that I mention in this episode will be entered in my show notes. Also, if you want to support me, I have a PodFan page at pod.fan/appforce1. And if you would like to support me, just go there and hey, who knows. So let's get started. First of all, Apple offers your apps for pre-order even earlier. You can now let your customers pre-order your apps up to 180 days before it's released for download on the App Store. So that's like you can really start taking pre-orders before you even have started coding your app. I think it's a good upgrade. I haven't done any pre-ordering on apps I do myself, but maybe if on your next great idea, it's something you can look into. Another one that's very interesting is escaping in Swift closures. It's something by sarunw.com. It's a nice link detailing what is going on if you are doing escaping in Swift closures. And the best part of it is really that you need to know when you should be using escaping. As we all know, the new iPhones have been released. UsureLoaf has posted a nice article. It's a short one, actually, but it gives a nice overview of what the effects will be of the new screen sizes. Mostly the point sizes will be the same, but especially the mini-sized phone will be something that you have to take into consideration, because what I'm told and what I've read is that everything just becomes a little bit smaller on the iPhone 12 mini. So maybe dynamic font is finally taking the stage in this year with the new iPhones. Donny Wals has been observing changes to managed objects across contexts with Combine. It's an article detailing how you can, as already mentioned, observe changes to managed contexts. He mentions an earlier post about NS Fetch Results Controller, and in this week's post he will show a useful technique that allows you to observe specific managed objects across different contexts so that you can easily update your UI when, for example, the managed objects was changed on a background queue. Next is John Sundell on his Swift by Sundell page. He's talking about publishing constant values using Combine. And this is about Combine definitely being very useful when it's about highly dynamic data pipelines. But sometimes you just want to emit a constant value as well. So why would you want to do this? He explains why and he explains how. And it's a very interesting but somewhat different take on what you can do with Combine. Daniel Steinberg has released a update to his SwiftUI kickstart. He intentionally meant it to be like an update, but he actually admits that it's a major rewrite of his book. He's added a lot of new materials, and it's also an upgrade of his previous book because he now understands SwiftUI much, much better. You can buy it on Gumroad or with the Pragmatic Programmers or through Apple Books. Have a look. It's one of the best writers on the new Swift stuff that I know about. I specifically want to also do a shout out to the App DevCon conference. It's a conference that I've been involved with as a speaker. It's a conference that I've been involved with as a speaker, but also as a guest and also as a community affiliate. Due to the whole Corona thing, they have had a hard time with getting their show going because they couldn't do anything in person. So they opted for a new online format, and all plans and activities for this year's in-person edition have been postponed to 2021. But definitely have a look at their online schedule that they have available right now, because there might be just an interesting talk available for free, and there's also a few ticketed items that might pique your interest. And I think it's great to support them by just visiting their page and having a look at one or two of their sessions. Of course, everybody in the iOS development community is doing great stuff. One of the things that I really like on Monday morning is Donnie Walls. Every Monday morning, he has like a tweet asking his followers what their plans are for the week. And I'm just going to have a quick look through what people are actually doing. I'm actually launching my new podcast. Daniel Steinberg has actually mentioned that he's revising his workshops for App DevCon this week on SwiftUI and Combine. Patrick is going to be experimenting with function builders. They seem so cool. Andrea Schoelis finally got approved for Apple Test Flight for his pet project. And Shiva Skantan completed the signup flow that he mentioned last week. Siddharth is building Display Buddy, a little menu bar app that controls third-party external displays connected to your Mac. Dimitar Chakarov is doing an internal presentation on Wednesday on how to write a Mac app in SwiftUI and Combine, and he hopes he won't be grilled too much by his peers. One-Eyed Programmer is doing several technical interviews for internships and waiting to hear feedback after bombing one last week. He's definitely got his hopes up that it works out all right this time around. And the list goes on and on and on. There's actually fun stuff in there. This week on Wednesday will be the next Cocohead Sanel meetup. It will be an online edition. Donnie Walls will actually be presenting on it. He will be presenting on adopting a reactive mindset. If you hear this podcast before Wednesday evening, please register your spot on Meetup with Cocohead Sanel. If you've missed Wednesday evening, you can view the videos after the fact on the Cocohead Sanel YouTube channel. Also have a look at their other videos that are available there. And now it's time for my tip of the week. I specifically wanted to mention one very special book to me. It's The Pragmatic Programmer. There's now a 20th anniversary edition available. And it's one of those books that I highly recommend it to anyone doing software development. I mentioned this book because the book was mentioned somewhere else to me this week, and it reminded me of how great this book actually is. You should definitely read this book. If you read the old version, get the new version. The new version has been updated to current status of software development, and it's a must read, so enjoy it. And that's it for my first episode. I'm still trying to get to grips with how working with a microphone really is. I hope I did an okay job. So if you want to post me a voicemail, you can look at my speakpipe.com page. The link to that is speakpipe.com/appforce1, and leave me a message, and maybe I'll add it to my next episode. Thank you very much. Talk to you next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.